Next speaker is Al Ram, following Mr. Ram, Sam Severin. Go right ahead.
I'm Al Ram, I'm a member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee, as a lifelong resident of Athens, 60-plus years, 30-plus years as an industrial electrician. I cannot make sense of why they proposed this route without doing some serious engineering survey. West Point Partners has turned their original propaganda of least amount of bends, elevation changes, residential area disruption and length. They've turned it around 180 degrees, not to mention the village water, sewer, and gas lines. What concerns me the most is the splice boxes, because of all the bends, turns, length, etc. There will be at least 7, I believe, from the converter station to the river. These boxes are large and probably 20 foot by 8 foot by 5 foot. The splices themselves in these boxes have to be more than perfect. They are done by experts. I've spent my industrial career as an electrician redoing work done by experts that caused flash over explosions and damaged equipment. And this is only on 2300, 4600 volt equipment. These boxes are accessible by manhole covers, allowing road salt, oil, and other contaminants to compromise the splices. Instead of using existing right-of-ways, the longer length bends, elevation changes make for more resistance and more heat, which is a problem. It's also a loss of power. I would also like to bring up the problem of the noise, dust, and diesel fumes during 2 years plus of construction. There are many elderly people living along this route. Just do a survey on that. And one last thing, I object to the comment that this is the same as any other utility. This is 345,000 volts. Sleepy Hollow Lake has underground electric lines, which probably maybe 2,300. This new line is 345,000, not the same.